Spending less on home improvement projects? We bet you are. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 23rd day of May. Thanks for being with us as we broadcast remotely today from the Central Iowa Business Conference. In other news from today, Netflix has started cracking down on password sharing in the U.S. Are you behind on utility bills? Millions are. A surprise in home sales for April. We'll share those numbers with you. Could there be a walkout at Amazon? We've got the story. Speaking of Amazon, how would you like to ask Alexa for some beer? We've got the Wall Street Report and how Don't Call Me Karen caused a DEI executive at Uber to lose her job. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. We're reporting today from the Central Iowa Business Conference, which is in Altoona, Iowa today. We're so grateful for the opportunity to come along for this. And we're grateful that you're along for the ride with us as well today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, our bet is that you and millions like you spent much of the years under the pandemic doing a number of home improvement projects. Well, that trend seems to be over. Recently, Home Depot reported first quarter sales that disappointed, and then they altered their outlook for the rest of the year. Well, now comes Lowe's, who is also reporting much the same. CNN is reporting what we all know. Prices are higher, and consumers, fearful of a recession, are scaling back their DIY efforts. Lowe's lowered its profit and sales outlook for the year, saying consumers are spending less on home improvement projects. Several things are at play. Recession fears are causing consumers to spend available dollars on necessary items, and the slower housing market is also having an impact on home improvement efforts. Of course, while sales and forecasts are down, what is also true is that these companies were building record results during the pandemic. Well, you might remember that several months ago, we reported that Netflix was cracking down on password sharing outside of the United States. Well, now the company has started checking password sharing issues here. CNN is reporting that the streaming video company said it's now sending out emails to all U.S. subscribers who share passwords with people outside of their household as part of a long-planned limit to password sharing. Netflix previously turned a blind eye to password sharing because it was fueling growth. However, last year it said that it was going to crack down on password sharing because it does hurt its bottom line. It had previously estimated that, get this, more than 100 million households worldwide share an account. Netflix recently reported a net increase of 1.75 million global streaming subscribers in the first quarter. That was up nearly 5% from the same period in the prior year. Millions of Americans are going to have to think twice about turning on their air conditioning this summer. CNN is reporting that the high price of essential goods, particularly food and housing, has made it tough for many folks to afford the soaring costs of their energy bills. According to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, that has helped drive up the number of households behind on their utility payments to nearly 20 million individuals. That's up from 17.6 million just a year ago. The households owe a total of $19.5 billion, and that's up from $15.7 billion in March of 2022. In recent years, Americans have contended with season after season of high natural gas, home heating oil, and electricity prices, coupled with colder winters and hotter summers in many parts of the country. Although natural gas prices were lower than originally forecast for the winter, many folks haven't been able to catch up on their past due bills. What can you expect? Well, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, household electric bills are forecast to climb upward to $529 this summer on average. And that's up from $517 last year and $445 two years ago. And it's about time for some good economic news. New home sales spiked in April, climbing to a level not seen in some time. The reason? Well, some reduction in the home mortgage rates, along with a shortage of pre-owned homes, drove buyers into the new housing market. According to a joint report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the U.S. Census Bureau, sales of newly constructed homes were up 4.1% in April from March and up 11.8% from a year ago. Wall Street cratered in the final 2 hours of the trade today, driven down by continued fear about an agreement to the debt ceiling talks that are going on in Washington. Those numbers, I'll have those coming at you in just a few minutes. Well, it's a walkout, and the target is said to be Amazon. The Washington Post is reporting that some Amazon employees in Seattle are making plans to stage a walkout later this month. This week, some Amazon staffers began distributing Slack and email messages calling for other workers to join the protest at the company's headquarters on May 31. So what's the beef? Well, the one-day walkout aims to address employee concerns over the company's return-to-office directive, as well as recent layoffs and the company's impact on climate change. The event coordinators told the Post they need at least 1,000 Amazon employees based at the Seattle area to participate in the protest. The move to stage a walkout comes after Amazon announced back in March that it was eliminating about 9,000 more jobs after it cut 18,000 roles in January. Adding to the discontent is the directive that employees must come back to the office at least 3 days a week, a decision that created tons of backlash. So will the walkout happen? Stay tuned. Well, as long as we're talking about Amazon, try this story on. The Street is reporting that Amazon is out to change the buying of beer and other adult beverages for good. You know, my bride has long complained that it would be nice to be able to order a bottle of wine from Amazon, sort of like she orders dog treats. Well, that wish is soon to come true. The company has rolled out a system of age verification that will allow the ordering of beer, wine, and other beverages through Alexa. This update allows people over the age of 21 to purchase alcohol with a tap of their hand. No ID necessary. Now, the device doesn't automatically work for everyone. Customers have to first enroll in Amazon One's age verification feature by uploading a picture of both sides of their ID along with a selfie. When an enrolled customer hovers their palm over the scanner, the bartender receives a 21-plus message along with the previously uploaded selfie. All the bartender has to do is a quick visual match between the person and the picture. And guess what? Wine is on the way. Wall Street stocks finished sharply lower and short-term Treasury yields shot up as investor jitters grew over a lack of progress in the U.S. debt limit talks. Representatives of President Biden and congressional Republicans ended their another round yet of debt ceiling talks as the deadline drew closer to raise the government's $31.4 trillion borrowing limit or risk default. Debt limit worries pushed yields to a one-month Treasury bills to a high of 5.888%. At the bell, the Dow fell by 231 points to settle at 33,055, while the Nasdaq was off by 160 points to end the trade at 12,560. And the S&P 500 tanked by 46 points to finish the day at 4145. Checking on West Texas Intermediate crude, the price at studio time was up by over a buck to $73.08 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the fact that Uber has put its DEI official on leave. So what's up? The New York Times is reporting that Uber's head of diversity, equity, and inclusion is on leave after employees flagged an event that she moderated as insensitive. Bo Young Lee led a pair of sessions called Don't Call Me Karen, that aim to focus on the spectrum of American white women's experiences. However, some Uber workers said those sessions downplayed the harm people of color often face by instead focusing on why white women object to the term Karen. Lee joined Uber back in 2018 and is now, well, taking a break, so to speak. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and our thanks to the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce for letting us take part in the Central Iowa Business Conference, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.